the state of lending.
Finding a lender that will invest is really important.
Welcome to the Mortgage Impact Podcast, your home for industry-related marketing, branding, leadership, and technology news, best practices, and more. Whether you're a loan officer or a senior executive, this podcast will help you make an impact in the mortgage industry. Now, here's your host, Jake Failing.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Mortgage Impact Podcast. We got a little teaser episode here, and I've got a special guest with me. But before we bring him on, just want to explain. So what we're going to do over the next few weeks, super exciting. At Movement, we had a series on Facebook called Coffee with Casey, where I would go on and interview Casey Crawford, CEO of Movement Mortgage, just about things that were going on with the company, things that were going on in the industry. And eventually that evolved into bringing on some guests. So we had Barry Habib on, and we spent like an hour on a Facebook Live with Barry, and the content was amazing. So we took a little bit of a break, and we said, how can we continue to bring value to loan officers, to realtor partners, and so on? And what we did was we talked to Casey, and spoiler alert, that's the special guest here. We talked to Casey about who are people that he admires, not only in the local Charlotte community, but elsewhere, bring them in, and have them talk for 30 minutes, some talk to for an hour, and then share the content with the world. And you know, they talked about everything from business to, everything. So with that, hi, Casey.
Hey, yeah, glad to be here, man. I am so excited to share really with the world the incredible stories of some great friends of mine who, man, I look to spend time with. So people are always asking me, man, who are your mentors? Who do you do life with? And this group of men and women are people, man, they've started billion-dollar tech startups. One of them ran the most iconic brand in the world. Another one started a not-for-profit that's put shoes on 10 million children's feet. I mean, these are guys I just long to spend time with. I think they're pulling me the direction in life that I want to go. So I thought it'd be a great gift to just the community to share some of their stories. Let some folks hear from them and, really, I think be inspired the way I've been inspired by this group of men and women.
I was going to say, for you, I've gotten to see, one question I know that always comes up, I don't care what it is, like a live stream or whatever. It's like, Hey, what book are you reading?
Right.
Hey, what podcast? Like, what I've seen from you is like,
one of the guys is a New York Times best-selling author, so I'll give that. I've read his
book. There was some butt pumping.
But, more than his book, actually, there are three authors in that group, but more than any of those books, I learn a lot from life on life.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's what you value.
Yeah, I really do, man. The authenticity. I like hearing the story behind the story, the really tough days. A lot of people, put their highlight reels on social media, man. I appreciate knowing, like some of my great friends, what they battled through on the way to these successes. And those are the things we're going to kind of unpack and share. Just to give some folks the encouragement to say, how do you come to run the most iconic brand in the whole world? Well, there's a long journey there. How do you start a billion-dollar tech startup? Well, there's a long, tough journey, behind every one of those successes. And man, I think the joy is in the journey, and we're going to unpack those journeys for everybody.
Do you think those interviews, they're conversations, like, did they surprise you at all? Because obviously you knew all of them going in.
Yeah.
But I can just tell you, being live in the middle of those interviews, like we were crying, we were laughing, it was everything. Did you find that you learned new things about these people too?
I learned some new things, but I think what really excited me was just seeing the reaction of everybody in the room. It was exactly the reaction that I was hoping for, because it's the reaction I had the first time I heard these stories. These are some pretty extraordinary people who have done some pretty extraordinary things in life, and their stories are equally extraordinary and moving. And, every one of them, I think in every one of them, you'll see a depth of perseverance that is extraordinary, that has led to an extraordinary experience or outcome. And so, man, I think folks are going to be encouraged, they're going to be inspired, and maybe stretched a little bit to go, hey, to really accomplish something that no one else has, I need to do things that no one else has done and do them in a way that maybe dream, have a bigger dream than I had before. When you talk about Manny Ahome, right, he's thinking about a kid that grew up with no shoes in Nigeria, and now he has a vision to put shoes on 10 million children's feet around the world. And he's done that, an antimicrobial shoe that's going on the feet of 10 million kids around the world. How this kid that grew up without shoes even have a vision to do something like that, partnering with Walmart and Nike and some of the biggest brands in the world? You're going to hear story after story of those kinds of journeys. And that's what I'm excited to share.
So you teased one of the guests, and that's all you're going to get. That's all you're going to get in this little teaser episode. You could probably connect some dots based on how we've described everybody else. But I can tell you, I mean, look, there's some mortgage stuff in here, but it's so far beyond mortgage. It's leadership, personal fulfillment. I mean, you're going to get a ton out of this. You'll learn a little bit more about Casey, a little bit more about the company, and a lot about the guests that come on. And we are so excited to share that for you. So look on social media. There'll be all kinds of pieces of content that are shared about these episodes, but we're going to give it to you raw and unfiltered here on the podcast. So look for that over the next couple of weeks. Thanks, Case.
Yeah, man.